You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This weekend, there's also some other stuff going on that's really important, and we want to talk about one of those things with Kelly Julison, the co-president of the Governor's Prevention Partnership, and Lieutenant Governor Susan Bicewicz, both joining us here on Brian and Company. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. I'll start with you, just Kelly. Give us the details on, like, what is Drug Take Back Day, and then give us the where and the when.
Absolutely. It's one of the most important days of the year. It's our time to clean out our medicine cabinets. We can go to our local police stations where they are providing us an option to safely, conveniently, and responsibly dispose of our unused or expired prescription medication. And they police stations across the state on Saturday from 10 to 2. And if you need to find out where the closest one to you is, you can just go to DEA's website, takebackday.com, and put in your zip code, and it'll give you those addresses and those police stations.
Yeah, we got Hartford, New Haven, Bridgeport, Stamford, Norwich. I mean, you're pretty much covered. And, you know, Ms. Lieutenant Governor, you know, in terms of, I mean, we'll get to the partnership in a second, too, about how it's so unique to the 50 states in our union. But, you know, why in your view, is this such an important thing?
Well, this is really critical. You mentioned the partnership. So we've got police, local police, and federal partners that are going to help us. But this is really important because just take a look at your medicine cabinet. When is the last time you cleaned it out? And this is a really good time to do that because the holidays are coming up. You may have people coming to your home, kids, teenagers, even other adults. And what you don't want to have is people using your prescription drugs. And one thing we know from surveys of our young people is this, that many of them are stressed. Many of them will look to taking drugs or alcohol to try to treat that anxiety. And you don't want to have any of your unwanted or expired prescription meds that those young people can get their hands on.
Susan Bicewicz, Lieutenant Governor, joining us here on Brian and Company, along with Kelly Julison, co-president of the Governor's Prevention Partnership. And Kelly, we have these conversations a lot, but, you know, our audience has turnover and we have new listeners. People might be saying, you know, you're right, I need to get rid of this stuff, but why can't I just throw it in the trash or flush it down the toilet?
That's a great question, Brian, and one that we all need to be aware of. So it really can negatively impact our environment if we throw it in the trash or down our toilet. Our water processing plants actually cannot remove the active ingredients that are in medication. And so it presents a danger. Even some of our fish are coming back testing positive for things like antibiotics. So there's that element of it. And then if you're just throwing it in the trash, they're still very much active and alive. And so the risk of diversion is great, even accidentally. I don't know about you, but my dog gets into the trash quite regularly. So if there was yep. medication in there, you know, he could get it. And so this is a really big issue. That's why you need to properly dispose of the medication, doing things like Drug Take Back Day, doing something like we've talked about on a number of occasions with the drug deactivation pouches, making sure that you're properly disposing of them and not also keeping them for a rainy day. That's something else that people are often doing. Again, the potential for misuse and risk is very high when it comes to our medicine cabinets.
And I just want to follow up, Brian, about the deactivation pouches. So the Governor's Prevention Partnership and our office and numerous public health agencies have been distributing Deterra, and it's just a pouch. You just open it up, you put your unused medication inside, fill it up with water, and seal it tightly, shake it up, and then you can just put that in your trash. And these pouches are all over the place. They're at senior centers, they're at health departments, and you can go to the Governor's Prevention Partnership to find out where they might be near you. But that's something that everybody can do, even if your town is not doing one of these drug take-back days.
Yeah, and Kelly, the money for those patches came from the opioid settlement, right?
Yes, this next round of funding came through the Opioid Settlement Advisory Committee. Actually, today we are mailing out 50,000 at-home drug disposal pouches to families across the state. So those are going to communities where the opioid crisis has hit the hardest, and they're going to homes that have children in them. So please don't throw them out. If you get one, use it. It truly can save a life.
Yeah. And again, Drug Take Back Day is Saturday, this Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you're out doing errands or what have you on your way, it just take care of it. You can go to Hartford PD on High Street. You can go to New Haven PD on Union Avenue, Bridgeport PD on Congress Street, Stamford PD on Bedford Street, Norwich PD on Thames Street. So there's plenty of options, and the odds are that there's something pretty proximal to where you are or where you're going. And we're talking with Kelly Julison, the co-president of the Governor's Prevention Partnership, along with Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewitz. You know, Lieutenant Governor, I didn't know this until I went to an event last year, but this relationship with the governor's office and something like this is actually entirely unique in our nation, right?
It is, and as a result, we have safely collected more than 200,000 pounds of unwanted prescription drugs since we started Take Back Day. So it's been incredibly effective. Last year, we collected more than 10,000 pounds or 4 tons of unused medication just in one day.
Well, listen, thanks to you both for coming on the show. I mean, I could ask Lieutenant Governor, you know, when is the governor going to announce this third term race? But I'm not going to do that this morning because it's not what we're talking about. But listen, is there anything else you want to add, Kelly, before we say goodbye?
No, just make sure to throw out your medication in a proper way early and often, and don't leave it in your medicine cabinet.
All right. Thanks to you both. Appreciate it. And again, Saturday, this Saturday, the 25th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you can just Google Governor's Prevention Partnership, and you can get to the website and get all the information you need. Have a great day to the both of you.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.